This is the Sons of the American Legion Radio Report on WVOX AM 1460 and heard around the world on WVOX.com. We have a special guest coming up on the line, but first, here's Ken.
Thanks, Jack, and good afternoon, everyone. And one of our friends we've had a chance to talk with over the last several years since he visited us in Pelham on Memorial Day from Flea Week is Master Chief Ray Kemp. He's got a big new job that he's going to start in about a week. He's calling us today from Norfolk, Virginia. Command Master Chief Ray Kemp, how are you today?
Oh, I am doing outstanding. How about you guys?
Good, good. You said you're in the shipyard today. Busy day?
Oh, my gracious. Yeah, in the shipyard, every now and then you have to pull the ship out of the water and, you know, get all those things, you know, chipped off the bottom and do some major work and replace equipment, which is what we're doing now.
Okay. Now, I was saying that we've had a chance to stay in touch since you visited us in Pelham on Memorial Day during Flea Week a few years ago. And you're about to take, you were recently the Command Master Chief on a destroyer, the Mason, went out on a deployment. And now you've got a big assignment. You're going to take over that position on the Harry Truman. Tell us a little bit about that. When did you first get an idea that you were going to have an opportunity for this job?
Well, around January, I had gotten a call about the opportunity to apply. And the way that works is I put a package together, submit it to the board, and once they vet those packages or they vote on them, they take the top two. You go to the ship and interview, which is an all-day process, and then the commanding officer selects his Command Master Chief for the ship. So around January is when the process started, and end of February, beginning of March, I found out I was selected.
Okay, now tell our audience a little bit about what's involved with being a Command Master Chief on a major U.S. Navy ship.
Well, I'll tell you, right now, Mason, of course, has 300 sailors. Truman has 3,000 of its own ship's company and embarks approximately 2,500, 2,600 sailors. So certainly a lot different than what it is on board Mason. When I get to the Truman, some of the leadership challenges are, you know, making sure that sailors are walking, you know, remembering that they're sailors because they too are doing maintenance right now. And so transitioning back to the warfighting sailor rather than just the sailor who's here in the States. And so that means doing training, doing drills, ensuring that manning is up to speed, and ensuring that our equipment is running and working within specifications and as advertised.
Now, Chief, I think a lot of the public might be familiar with the PBS miniseries that was called Carrier from a few years ago, which talked about life on one of the major nuclear carriers that we have in service. Mm-hmm. I understand that you know, your role there is basically to be the overseer for the basic sailors that are out there. Could you tell us a little bit about, you know, that role? Because I know a lot of the role that you have is to be an authority figure, because many, if not the majority of your sailors are teenagers.
Correct. It's true. That series, I think it was a 10-part series with PBS called Carrier.
Mm-hmm.
The person in that video or in that series, Chris Pinson, was a Command Master Chief, and yes, that's exactly what I'll be doing. The maintaining good order and discipline, one of the primary responsibilities, and then of course maintaining and keeping my eye on quality of life and things that may impact sailors' behavior and their ability to work on equipment and calls to fight, just as we may very well be called to into harm's way.
Is it hard to relate to teenagers?
Well, it's funny you say that. I was talking to my wife this weekend, and we were just kind of leaning back and looking at the fact that I've been leading sailors for approximately 25 years. And
so they could be your children.
It's really strange, yes, to look at a child, I look at a sailor who's the same age as one of my children. However, what's important for me as the command master is I have 300, well, when we go on deployment, approximately 300 chiefs, maybe about 150 normally, to help me do that. So for me to be able to speak the language and understand the music and so on and so forth, I don't necessarily need that. However, it's very important that I am at least able to understand and relate to the situations that they are dealing with in life and certainly escalate.
And we're talking with Command Master Chief Ray Kemp of the United States Navy and is about to become the Command Master Chief aboard the USS Harry Truman. And Ray, it's got to be a challenge because on the Mason, when you went on deployment last year, there were probably 300 sailors. Now you're going to be supervising somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000. And as you said, you got 150 chiefs working for you. How does it change when you may not actually know every sailor on the ship?
Another interesting challenge, formidable challenge, if I may, knowing the names of sailors. When you see someone and you call them by name, any environment, that really means something to them. And I'm really, I've got a little trepidation about that, to be honest with you. I know that the chiefs and the master chiefs on board the ship, they know their crew very specifically. And as I get about the ship and have the opportunity to meet sailors, I look forward to the challenge of remembering, you know, who's who. And what also that causes me to do is create environments for me to meet sailors and be amongst the sailors rather than just dealing with them either the extreme good when we're recognizing, for example, Sailor of the Year, Sailor of the Quarter, or the bad when they've done something wrong and they're directed or ordered to come see me.
And Ray, tell our audience maybe a little bit about what an average day is like for a Command Master Chief aboard a Navy vessel. What are some of the things that you have to do every day?
Well, there's for example, now, my day started this morning at 05, come in and read email nowadays and also read message traffic. And message traffic is how we kind of get orders and directions for the ship and the ship's mission. It's also the way we get updates on the status of equipment and personnel. So the day begins very early. Formation early in the morning. And the formation would be for the Army folks, quarters for sailors, where we have the opportunity to bring the crew together, give direction, and do inspections on the sailors and the living areas. And then various meetings to talk about ship productivity and the mission of the ship. Then we break in the middle of the day, usually around 11 to 12:30 is lunch across the Navy. And then those same meetings and upkeep go on into the afternoon. Usually my work day is 05 to about 1800, 6 p.m. Every day. And the crew knockoff time, the crew begins work at 06 right now, at 0600. And then they are secured, or Liberty begins at 1615. So if you had about 3 hours to every day for myself to do my own personal work, is usually how that works out. I meet with the captain and with the executive officer in the beginning of the day, midday, sit through meetings with them, and then, of course, we meet at the end of the day to prepare our plan for the next day.
Now, Chief, you've been in, as you mentioned, in the Navy more than two decades. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about your career that got you to this point?
Well, I'm from a town in Oklahoma, El Reno, Oklahoma. My first ship was an aircraft carrier, USS Independence in Philadelphia. Took Philly around the horn to San Diego and did cross-country moves almost my entire career except for this particular transfer. Two aircraft carriers, two large deck amphibious ships, including the Kearsarge, where I met Ken, and then the Mason is the destroyer, of course. And I did shore duty in Washington, D.C., actually two tours in Washington, D.C., once at the Pentagon, and then I did a tour in San Diego at the Anti-Submarine Warfare Command. And each of the transfers, so this is my ninth tour in the Navy, each transfer has been in a different warfare community. So I started in supply, and I moved into the cryptographic community. I moved into, from there, the intelligence community, anti-submarine warfare, amphibious warfare. I did a tour just outside of D.C., Naval Space Command, and then our ship's company on Kearsarge, and then to the Pentagon, where I worked maritime communications. I did a tour with the Army 1 year at the Army Sergeant's Major Academy, and then this tour I'm currently serving on, where I was with the Surface Navy as a Command Master Chief.
Well, Command Master Chief Ray Kemp, I know you got a big day coming up. As I understand it, you take over with your new responsibilities in the next week or so. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'll detach. I released actually on board Mason today, Eric Kovic. I will detach Mason on the 9th, that's this coming Wednesday, take my wife to Aruba so we can let our hair down and, you know, have a pause before I take over Harry S. Truman's Grand Master position on the 15th of May.
Well, that's going to be a very proud day for you and your family and everybody who knows you. Tell us a little bit about will there be a ceremony that day for you?
Yes, there will. What we will do is we will assemble the entire crew together, and the outgoing Command Master Chief, he will have words to the crew about his time that he served on board. I will then have words for the crew. The commanding officer will usually then accept, because what I'll do is I'll relieve him, the Mark Bather, who's the current Command Master Chief. I'll relieve him and report to the commanding officer as I am prepared to assume the charge of Command Master Chief. He will accept that, and then that will be the end of the ceremony.
Hey, Command Master Chief Ray Kemp, thank you so much, and we are so proud of you. Thank you for your service to our country, and really congratulations on taking on this very important role with the Navy.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Gentlemen, I certainly appreciate the opportunity to call in. Ken, it's certainly always a pleasure, and if you ever need me and if I'm ever in the area or you're in mine, to you and to all the Sons of the American Legion, please feel free to give me a call, and we'll get you a tour and stay connected.
Hey, we'd love to do that. Our best wishes and really congratulations. We're so happy and proud for you, all of us at the American Legion, Sons of the American Legion.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Command Master Chief. You've been listening to the Sons of the American Legion radio report here on WVOX 1460 AM and heard worldwide at WVOX.com. I'm John Charan, along with Ken Kratzer and Jack McGurk, and we thank today's special guest, Command Master Chief Ray Kemp. Remember, you can listen to past shows at www.legionpost50ny.com, and we hope that you'll tune in next week for more news about the active military and veterans here on the Sons of the American Legion radio report on WVOX 1460 AM. Until then, remember to thank a veteran.